Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Noise Radio. Crimson Tide versus the Bulldogs. A mix of thought and sounds. Bama, Georgia State coming up. We got our pregame, but you know something.
Thank you.
doing the little things right and being able to contend for titles. And Roquan Smith is the ultimate example. It's the Georgia team that took a lot of people by surprise early, especially because they lost their starting quarterback at the beginning of the year. Jacob Eason went down, and Jake Fromm, a true freshman from Warner Robins, Georgia, stepped in. It was a tough situation because when Eason healed, he didn't get his job back because Fromm had played so well. How has this team really enjoyed Fromm as he has come up and played?
You know, as it reminds you of Bledsoe and Tom Brady, right? When Bledsoe got hurt of the Patriots and Tom Brady never gave it up. You know, it was just his job. But this entire coaching staff, the Georgia Bulldogs, they love this true freshman quarterback, Jake Fromm. Their own line coach, Chance Pittman, told me, quote, our seniors followed him. He just has it from day one when he came under center. He has that moxie. Well, speaking of moxie, I brought that quote up to another coach on the offensive side of the ball who did not want to be quoted because of what I'm about to tell you. He said, moxie, that kind of reminds me of Mox from that cheesy football movie, Varsity Blues. He says, you quote me on this and use my name, I will kill you, Fitzsimmons. But he said, but you think about it, the way those guys followed Jonathan Moxon, right, in Varsity Blues, after he got the starter, Lance Harbor goes down, like Jacob Eason, right, and then all of a sudden, here comes this new guy, you know, comes in and leaves the team. He said, I'm telling you, it's funny, it's hilarious, but it's true. These guys are followed, you know, from just like those guys did in the movie Varsity Blues following Mox. But I will tell you this, as we're dying laughing the entire time with this cheesy analogy, this great but awful football movie, the whipped cream, the key thing did not come up involving true freshman quarterback Jake Fromm. Andrew Simmons on the Georgia sideline throughout tonight's broadcast. And alongside Trevor Maddich, I'm Mark Kess. This is the College Football Live pregame show presented by Champion on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Our kickoff now for Alabama and Georgia just about 70 minutes away. Well, Nick Saban and Kirby Smart, you know they're good friends. They had a very long and fruitful working relationship. But tonight, that's put on hold for a few hours.
And 2016 starts with national championship. 16 for Alabama. Nick Saban has won his fifth, and for the fourth time in 7 years, the Alabama Crimson Tide stand atop college football. They are the national champions.
Alabama's last championship 2 years ago was the final game for Kirby Smart as a Nick Saban assistant. After working for Saban at LSU, the Miami Dolphins, and 9 years at Bama, Smart left Saban for SEC rival Georgia.
I'm extremely proud of anyone on our staff who goes on and does a good job. One thing that I've said is I always tell guys, and I told Kirby this when he left, be your own man, be yourself. Do it the way you think it ought to be done. Don't try to be somebody else. And I think he's done a fantastic job of that.
Saban's Alabama assistants have yet to beat their former boss, 0-11 all time. Kirby Smart hopes he's learned enough from Saban with a national title on the line.
If there's anything I took, it's being in that seat and having to be in command, make decisions, and make sure that everybody understands the message that's coming from top down and the standard that you want people to work to. And I got a lot of respect. You know, I don't think people appreciate what he's been able to do in the most competitive college football league for a long time. And when you start talking about what he's been able to do, I think it's pretty incredible.
streamed online. Finally, says he will also do a series of town hall style meetings to talk about workplace conduct.
Well, it's a little quieter today around the popular California Screaming roller coaster in Disney.
Alabama offense is that the quarterback is primarily the running back. And if you force him to beat you from the pocket, you've got an edge over him. So stop the run. That means stop the Alabama running back and stop Jalen Hurts as a running quarterback. And I said stop. Let him slow him down. Force them to have to throw him more than they want to.
How do you contain him better in the pocket? Because that's, you can't let him get away. It's a very tough line to cross, a fine line to cross as a defense.
It is, but it's very clearly demarked. What they need to do against Jalen Hurts is what they did against Baker Mayfield in the Rose Bowl in the first half. Georgia in the first half against Mayfield slowed down their rush to keep Mayfield in the pocket. The problem is that Mayfield has an NFL arm right now, and Mayfield torched them in the first half. In the second half of the Rose Bowl, Georgia came after Mayfield and everything changed. They need to use the first half Rose Bowl strategy against Jalen Hurts in this game. You want him in the pocket because as a passer, he's not Baker Mayfield. Now, if he can prove that he can beat you with his arm, so be it. But keep him in the pocket and don't let him break out because when he breaks out, he runs over people on the way to the goal line.
Jalen Hurts, who ran for 808 yards, 8 touchdowns, passed for 17 touchdowns, second crack at a national championship, leading Alabama against Georgia here in Atlanta as kickoff is rapidly approaching. With Trevor Bash and Mark Kestisher from the field at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Coming up next on the College Football Live pregame show presented by Champion, former Alabama offensive lineman Barrett Jones on Nick Saban's big game preparation and Kirby Smart's ability to lead the program. This is the College Football Playoff National Championship presented by AT&T on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Drivers like Allstate. From state driving discounts to bonus checks to deductible rewards. Call your agent today to get Allstate State Driver Rewards.
Not available in every state. Features are optional. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates in Northbrook, Illinois.
How is it that has oil in your engine? Makes you feel this. Or how this makes your mind of this. It's because to us, performance is more than just a word. It's the ultimate goal. And whether you do it yourself, or you get your own engine to the shop.
All right.
Do I on November 11th. They're beating Alabama on November 25th. Of course, Alabama ended up coming in fourth in the final rankings to make the college football playoff this year. And Georgia got its revenge against Auburn
in the SEC championship game also to get into the college football playoff. Alongside Trevor Maddich, I'm Mark Kestisher. It's the college football national championship game presented by AT&T. Alabama and Georgia coming up. Our over-unders for tonight's game also coming up. And stay tuned, our conversation with Nick Saban, the head coach of Alabama. But so pleased to welcome a special guest star, my analyst on three ESPN Radio college football games this year, also star of SEC network coverage, Barrett Jones, three-time champ at Alabama. We talked briefly before you sat down here on the field. You've been a part of this three times you won it. What's the feeling you felt walking down onto the field a short time ago?
Well, thanks, Kathy. I'm not sure I've ever been a star. Offensive lineman, you know, we're not really stars. But I tell you what, the atmosphere here is absolutely electric tonight. This, to me, is the greatest event of all sports. You know, again, I'm extremely biased. I love it. You know, you've been to the Super Bowl. It's fun, too, whatever, in the corporate field. Like, the passion, the emotion, and the energy, and just looking at the guys' faces tonight, that's what's special to me, is, like, looking at them and knowing how much it means to every single one of these players, and knowing that whatever happens tonight, it's something going to be, these guys are going to remember the rest of their lives. It's just, it's awesome, and I'm so excited that they're going to get to experience this, because it's so fun. It's just an incredible experience to have.
Take us inside the curtain, if you will, on Alabama, and Nick Saban, what's the prep like in a championship game scenario?
Well, you know, it's a boring answer, but it's true. You know, Nick Saban's whole philosophy is the process. You know, every single week, the exact same. And he believes that. He believes it, even in a championship setting. So I guarantee he's done things exactly the same way he's always done things. It's in a normal game week, obviously, only having 7 days, which is kind of rare for a championship game, only having 7 days between games. He's done it exactly the way he always does it. And he gives pretty much the same pregame speech every time. So I guarantee you right now, he's about to tell the guys, he goes, hey, it's about what we do. It's about protecting the ball. It's about executing what we do. The football is football at the end of the day. Go out there, and the team that executes better will win. That's what he says pretty much every time, along with, you know, occasionally some colorful language. That's what we'll be saying, and that's true. You know, whoever executes better tonight will win the game.
I'm going to get Trevor involved in this as well, but just wanted to get your thoughts first on Kirby Smart at Georgia. Obviously, he was at Alabama when you were there. Was there something that you saw or felt from him that made you think one day he could lead his own program successfully as he has so far?
Absolutely. I think anyone who was around the program is not one bit surprised. I think if there's any surprise, it's just how quickly he's done it, right? I think everyone kind of felt like he was maybe 1 or 2 years away. I remember I actually had a chance to see this team in the spring. I called their spring game. Actually, not called. I was a referee. It's a long story. But I got a chance to watch these guys, and I thought they had a lot of talent and a lot of potential. I wasn't sure they're there. I've been so impressed with Kirby Smart's coaching job this year. The measure to me of a great coach is how does your team look in week one to how does your team look in week 14. And this is a totally different football team. These guys have gotten so much better in so many ways, at so many positions. Their offensive line play has improved so much. Quarterback, receiver, I mean, this, you can count the way. This is so much of a better football team than it was week one. That's why they're here today. So impressed with the job Kirby has done. I think he's going to have it rolling for a long time. This is not a one-hit one. They're going to be relevant in the college football national conversation for the next 10 or 15 years.
Well, Brett, there's an Alabama player that doesn't have the opportunity to grow over the course of a season, and that's Chasey Hasenauer. Has to fill in with his first start ever at right guard because Lester Cotton got hurt last week. Now, you've played three different offensive line positions and made All-American of one kind or another. At all three, you've won national championships starting at three different offensive line positions. And Hasenauer is accustomed to swinging between center and left guard.
Right.
Now he's got to start at right guard against this Georgia defense. What advice would you give him having to go to a different position?
Yeah, obviously that's not an ideal situation. I mean, I think it is a factor. People do underestimate how difficult it is going from one side to the other. I think, you know, the biggest thing to me was always the terminology, right? You're so used to hearing, you know, a certain word that makes you think, for example, in pass protection, you know, there's a word that means, okay, I have help on this side.
What word?
Well, I can't tell you that, unfortunately. It's about to happen. But I'll give you an example. Like, let's just say, for example, Roger and Louie, right? That meant the line sliding right, but the line was sliding left. So if I'm in my head, if I'm used to being a right guard or a left guard, and I hear Louie, to me, that means, hey, the center's coming with me, I've got help. And so it just kind of triggers something. Now I'm the right guard. To me, that's going to mean I'm manned up, right? So just kind of translating that in your head. My advice to JC would be probably the same advice to anybody, particularly in that position. Don't focus on that stuff. Don't focus on the biggest for the moment. Just focus on executing. Focus on footwork. Focus on the little technique things. That's going to be the things that will make the difference, even in a national championship game.
Okay, so you got Louis, slide left, right?
Right.
You also got to be ready with the false calls because Kirby Smart knows all the calls. He knows all the hand signals. And you know it's an offensive line. With the D-line, they'll pick it up pretty quick,
yeah,
what we're doing. So then what you do is you just wait. And then all of a sudden you give a false call. You give a pass call like Louis,
right,
on a running play. They tee off to run the passer. You trap them. And all of a sudden you got a big play. But there are ways to mess with opponents who think they know your call.
That is true. I will say, I think, you know, with the way the game has gone tempo-wise, it's made it a lot harder to kind of steal those calls because, you know, guys right now are so busy subbing in and out, kind of getting the personnel on the field, making their own calls. You know, and then we're talking about signals, right? Signals, like, is there a coach that probably knows some of the signals? Like, probably. Unless you change every signal, which I don't think is really practical. But the problem is it's so difficult practically to have a guy in the booth looking at the signals, relaying it to the sideline, who then relays it to a linebacker, who then relays it to everybody else in such a quick time. So I just don't think it's going to be that much of a factor in the game because of, you know, the way the game is changing with kind of the fact. And I know neither of these teams are, like, lightning fast, but just kind of the lack of huddling, I just don't see that being a huge, huge factor in the game. But, you know, you never know. You could hear something. I'm sure there's crossover terminology. So both teams will kind of have that advantage.
It all starts in the trenches. We got two great offensive linemen here. Trevor Maddich, Barrett Jones. I'm the size of an offensive lineman, but between the three of us, we have four national championship rings, so that's good news. It is the College Football Live pregame show presented by Champion on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, getting set for Georgia and Alabama. Short time ago, our Holly Rose spoke with the Alabama head coach, Nick Saban.
Coach, you're without one of your key linebackers, Anthony Jennings. How do you expect that to impact this game tonight?
It's an opportunity for someone else to step up, and, you know, we got a couple other players that can play at that position. It makes it a little short on depth, so those guys are a lot of our pass rushers, so we can't sub them out as much.
Terrell Lewis said that he's ready for that opportunity, but he has been one of those guys that only plays on nickel. How do you expect him to be more of an every down guy?
Well, he always has been an every down guy for us before he got injured, so since he's come back, you know, we've been able to rotate those guys a little bit to keep him fresh, but that's not going to be the case for us tonight.
Have you changed any of the defensive signals or defensive game plan because Kirby Smart knows you so well?
Well, we kind of know them too, so, you know, it kind of breaks even. But, you know, we've changed some things, but what I don't want to do is change things to the point where it messes our players up. You know, you got to kind of go with what I've got to hear, and I think it's going to come down to execution, you know, not that kind of stuff.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
There you go, Nick Saban, the head coach of Alabama with Holly Rowe a short time ago. I'm Mark Kestisher. I've got Barrett Jones, Trevor Maddich with me. So time for over-unders, guys. Barrett, we're going to start with you. So over-under in Alabama's Sugar Bowl win, they pressured Clemson quarterback Kelly Bryant on 41% of his dropback. So over-under 41%, the Tide will pressure Jake Fromm.
Oh, under. I have a lot of respect for this offensive line. I think they're very strong. I think it's the strength of this offense, the way they've been playing lately. I think it'll be under.
Yeah, I think it'll be under just because Kelly Bryant at Clemson would run around a lot. So he's under pressure a lot. I think Fromm understands that if he runs around, he'll get smashed, like Hulk smash. He'll get the ball out of his hands quickly.
Jalen Hurts has thrown 10 touchdowns without interception on play action this season. Over under 2.5 touchdowns on play action passes tonight.
I'm still going to take under. Okay. I think 2.5 is a lot. I would think play action is though where he feels most comfortable, right? It's so obvious when you break down the film. For whatever reason, I think the reads might be easier. Just kind of that's where he's comfortable. That's where he's at his best, is making these easy kind of 1-2 reads, sort of throws on the play action game. So it'll be a big part of the game plan. I just think 2.5 will hold.
I agree. I'd go under on that one.
All right. Over under. Let's move over to Georgia's running backs, Nick Chubb, Sonny Michel. They just went off in the Rose Bowl. 326 rush yards, 6 total touchdowns. Over under. 250 rush and 2 touchdowns combined tonight.
I think way under. I mean, that's a huge number. I think Alabama has only given up 200 yard rushers all season. I can't foresee them giving up 250 rushing yards. That would be almost unheard of. So I think way under that.
Do you think they'll break out? Because you get that not when you grind out 5
right.
times at a pop. You get that when you break out and have a 30-yard run.
No, I don't think they'll get open. Well, I mean, they might have one long run and one 20 or 30 yard, but that's something Alabama's really good at. Those secondary players really tackle well. So I don't see that happening. 250, That's a lot of yards against a really good defense. And there will be some fewer plays. I think this play, you know, might be a 60-70 play type game. I don't see it being one of those 90-95 play type games.
But I agree. I think they'll combine for two touchdowns, but they won't get 250.
All right, so they go under on just about everything. I worked with Barrett, as I mentioned, three times, including Alabama, Mississippi State.
That's right.
And you went unbiased in that game, so you're unbiased. Prediction tonight before you become a fan again in about
30
seconds.
No, I, you know, last week I actually picked Clemson just to prove that I am sometimes unbiased. I caught a lot of heat from the Alabama fan base, as always. But I'm picking Alabama tonight. I think the difference to me is when I watch Georgia on film, I just don't think their front guys are quite as physical at the point of attack as maybe I expected. I think they're really good on defense. I'm not disrespecting them. Their linebackers are probably the best group in the whole country. I just think those front guys, those ends and those tackles to me. And then obviously the secondary, I'm not sure we'll be able to take advantage of that. But secondary-wise, I think there's some holes there. So I think that's the difference tonight in the game. I think 24-17 balance.
All right, there you go. For Barrett Jones, it's been great working with you. Thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the game.
Hey, enjoyed it, guys. A lot of fun.
Barrett Jones, three national championships at Alabama. Stopping by here on field level as we get set for Alabama and Georgia. Coming up next on the College Football Live pregame show presented by Champion, Mel Kiper tells us who from Georgia and Alabama will be playing on Sundays. Plus, Trevor Maddich has his X Factors. You're listening to the College Football Playoff National Championship presented by AT&T on ESPN Radio and the
you got me doing funny things like a clown. to look at me. When you wear your bell bottom pants, I just stand there in a trance. I can't move, you're in the groove. Would you believe, little girl, that I'm crazy about you? Now go, now with your bad feel.
Ridley has more receptions than the next four receivers combined. The question is,
when coverage shifts over the Georgia defense to double-team Calvin Ridley, do seniors Robert Foster and Cam Sims, are they able to step up and turn their experience into production? Can freshman Jerry Judy make a couple of big plays? They don't have to be big in terms of stats, but at key moments, those receivers not named Calvin Ridley for Alabama must step up and make a play.
Alongside Trevor Maddich, I'm Mark Kestisher. College Football Live pregame show presented by Champion on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We are on the field. The Alabama marching band is right now on the playing field, and the Georgia marching band right in front of us getting set to get out there, because kickoff between Alabama and Georgia now less than a half hour away. And as the Bulldogs raise the bar on a season that so far has resulted in an SEC championship and a win in the Rose Bowl, the team's pro prospects have garnered added respect, according to our Mel Kiper Jr.
When you look at the Georgia Bulldogs and their pro prospects, a lot of these guys have moved up and soared up the board later in the year. We'll start with Sony Michelle, great running back. He had a shared division. Like a spark.
win like that, someone will fall back tonight. Either it will be the Bulldogs or Bama. But somebody will be falling back to the cold, cold reality that they are not in C2A championships. And with that, we're going to end this pregame broadcast and begin our broadcast in 2 minutes. Thank you for listening. Tune in to Sports Edition, same bat channel, Black Noise Radio. And we're making a lot of white noise.